This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition, Thursday morning edition. I'm lost today. Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I looked at my calendar and it told me that. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers and all those suicide jockeys out there getting the fuel delivered to the stations that need to have it. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's captainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you to look at, including our brand new sponsor, MyPillow, and all their products. Okay, joining us for hour number two, it is a professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words out there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got some good news for the people at the gas pumps, and we should be seeing it this weekend. The price of wholesale price of crude oil has dropped $2.13 a barrel. West Texas crude starts out today at $63.36. Brent crude starts out at, this is a hell of a number, $66.66, down $2.06 from where it was. And the wholesale price of gasoline is $2.10 a gallon. The wholesale price of diesel, $2.01. Gasoline's dropped 6 cents a gallon. Diesel has dropped 7 cents a gallon.
Wow. Well, that is significant.
Yeah, and I think it's because of the backlog in the pipeline, the backlog at the refinery, and they've got a glut, and now they've got more fuel than they've got space for it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, and hopefully, though, this will, you know, be a significant change for people actually paying at the pump, and we won't see these kinds of significant increases that we've seen recently, because all that translates. In fact, I was just talking to somebody today about how much more everything is, for example, even at the grocery store.
Well, I saw gasoline yesterday in my area that ranged from $2.79 a gallon to $3.09, and you know the guys that were up at $3.09, based on what I just told you, were price gouging.
Yep.
You know they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not supply and demand when you do that. It's price gouging, plain and simple. But that's just my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, Nancy Pelosi has touted bipartisan work with a January 6th riot commission. You heard about it?
Yep.
And the Republicans don't want anything to do with it, and she's saying, well, they're afraid of the truth. Really? They're afraid of the truth?
Well, I don't think it's that they're afraid of the truth. I think that in reality, the Democrats really don't want to talk about actual riots that we've seen all last summer, for example. But at the same time, though, too, what the Democrat Party elite are trying to accomplish with this is just to create another sort of narrative that somehow all Republicans or people that even just voted for Donald Trump because they wanted to continue the policies, et cetera, that they are somehow threats. And this is just a way to try to, number one, further divide the country, and number two, just to make sure that Democrats can say we're the only ones who are trying to protect our democracy, and those kinds of phrases.
Now, there are more and more Democrats that are being interviewed about what's going on with the Democratic Party. Why are they losing their message? Why are they falling by the wayside? And they have acknowledged that the Republican attacks on socialism and defunding the police have been extremely effective for the Republicans.
Well, sure, because...
Why wouldn't they be, right?
Well, right, yeah, because defunding the police, for example, has pretty immediate and obvious consequences. And because we've seen the rise in crimes, violent crimes, all kinds of things, as in these areas where they have made significant inroads to defund the police, as it were. So you see that. Then, of course, now with the idea of socialism, you know, again, I think people see some pretty fast results of that. And especially where a lot of these checks are concerned, where people just aren't going back to work, and they figure out, oh, wait a minute, our economy is not restarting enough yet, and it's because of these kinds of policies.
And we've got a couple of stories coming out of the IRS, a couple of reports. Number one, if this applies to you folks, listen up. The IRS can, in fact, seize your unemployment tax refunds for unpaid tax debts.
Well, I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt it. It's similar to garnishing your wages.
Yeah. And number two, Michigan Governor Whitmer is currently under the investigation of an IRS complaint over her controversial Florida trip and who paid for it and how that was deducted, if it was deducted on a tax return.
Well, exactly right. I mean, much ado is being made, of course, about the Donald Trump issues that are going on in New York right now. Well, obviously, this thing with Governor Whitmer is also very significant because it goes to income and how you got it and how you benefited.
Yeah, and you had to know that this was going to be paid attention to.
Right? Sure. Sure.
All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so that means I'm going to put you on hold, and folks are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. By the way, you know what gaslighting is? If you don't, we're going to tell you. We're going to tell you where it's going on and who's doing it. You won't believe this one. And then there's Bill Gates. What was he doing with Jeffrey Epstein? We think we know. We'll tell you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 8...
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. And by the way, that 2 million represents the people on terrestrial radio, on the internet, and on the satellite, numbers that we can see when we're sitting here, especially the internet and the satellite. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break, and here in Florida, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Autoglass America will give you a guaranteed $150 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you, me, the Captain Matt Bruce. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $150 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $150 in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Autoglass America.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Got that one down pat, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, here we go. Now, in California, the L.A. Times ripped apart a gaslighting article over a column that was written. And what is gaslighting, Kyle?
Well, technically, it's basically when you're trying to manipulate somebody, trying to make them kind of question their own sanity about something.
Yeah, and what they did was the column claimed lockdowns didn't hurt the economy. You got to be kidding, right?
Yeah, you'd have to be crazy to think that, I think. Yeah,
well, they tore that apart because mm-hmm. whoever wrote that, it was a columnist in the L.A. Times, whoever wrote that was just totally out to lunch.
Well, and speaking of out to lunch, what about the places that couldn't serve lunch and people weren't coming there for lunch and then they had to close their doors and now they have to find where they can have lunch?
Oh, but they could deliver.
Well, yeah, but exactly. See, but that's the thing. It's like, be happy with what we've given you to do, you know, but it just doesn't work, and it hasn't worked.
Yeah, I heard somebody say that one day. Be happy that you can call up a place and they'll deliver it to you. Just be happy. Be happy? What the hell? We should be able to go there, sit down, and have a meal if that's what we want to do. What do you mean, be happy?
Right. Right, you know, and again, we're seeing, of course, how this is all played out politically in different areas of the country.
Yeah,
and the proof's in the pudding.
And you know what's really strange right now?
What's that?
I'm walking around everywhere without a mask. Of course, mm-hmm. I've been vaccinated, and somebody actually asked me yesterday. I was in Publix again, and somebody asked me. They said, "Why aren't you wearing a mask?" It was an older gentleman, and I said, "Well, sir, I've been vaccinated." I said, "I've had this thing, and I've been vaccinated on top of that. I had it before anybody knew what it was." And I said, I'm fit as a fiddle. My antibodies are up so high, I give blood every month." And he just went, "Oh," like that.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, so obviously he even didn't have the vaccine, or he was scared to death.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's the fear factor, because of the mixed messaging and the ongoing, milking this politically. It has terrified people, and it is going to take so long to get people comfortable.
Yep. Now, Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein were buds, right?
Yeah, apparently so, yes.
Yeah, well, not apparently so. They were, and they took trips over to the island, right?
I'm sure they did, yes.
Now,
yes,
what we're finding out about the duo right now was Bill Gates wasn't going by himself, and neither was Epstein. We know about Epstein's girlfriend that he had with him, who's currently out locked up in jail. But Bill Gates had a girlfriend, too, and she would sneak onto the plane. They wouldn't even know that she was his girlfriend for a while, until this all came out in the divorce that's going on right now, which is another reason why the wife was getting rid of him, because he was cheating on her.
That's exactly right.
And he would go to the island, Epstein's island, where he said, "Oh, we can be very discreet here. No one will know what's going on," because nobody was there but Epstein and company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a sad development, and there's other developments about Bill Gates, too, in terms of Microsoft instituting some different investigations. This may be the reason why he eventually had to be left the board, basically.
Well, could be, and we'll see. Now, many states, Kyle, which is really good, are reimposing the work requirements for unemployment benefits amid the hiring shortages. Now, what they're doing is you got to go out and you got to, in some states, it's every day you have to go look for a job somewhere and have it filled out on a piece of paper that you actually went somewhere looking for a job and have them sign it. And in some states, they have to notarize it. Otherwise, you won't continue to get your unemployment benefits.
Well, again, the unemployment is there to help people who are legitimately down on their luck. And it has helped many millions of people, obviously. But it can't simply become a way of life. And that's why these states are doing this kind of thing. And it seems to follow that, you know, if you are looking actively in good faith, you can still get the benefits. But hopefully what those benefits are there to do is to get you to where you get another job.
Yeah, and hopefully that's what will happen, because the jobs are there. Again, in my travels yesterday, every store I went by, didn't matter what it was, whether it was a grocery store, a drug store, auto parts store, let's see, what else was I in? Oh, the bank, help wanted. In the bank, help wanted.
That's right. The jobs are out there. In fact, I saw a thing the other day, a little joke that said, you know, only Biden would propose a huge jobs plan in the midst of all these help wanted signs basically being out there. You know, there's jobs to be had, and the economy needs to restart, and people have opportunities now.
Yeah, well, Biden is a fool.
Well, that much is true. You're right.
Yeah, and even more of a fool, because there's no fool like a damn fool, right?
Well, right, but again, what they're doing, of course, they're foisting their ideology. Now, I also heard a really funny joke the other day, but I don't think Nancy Pelosi meant it as one, where she said, "President Biden has a mandate." Okay, he has a mandate to do what? But they think that they do. They act as if they do, and that's why they're putting all these, these programs out there and trying to grow government and just make it an amorphous blob that will take over everything.
Well, here's one for you. You know about Facebook and their fact checking, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, they fact-checked an article on masks, and they said the article was flawed, spread misinformation. And City Journal, which was the article, the company to put the story out as a news story, based on the information they had, was censured by Facebook. And apparently they're seeking to be reinstated or have the article put back up there or something through legal means.
Very interesting. Well, you know, we've seen how this fact-checking on Facebook goes, you know, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, and when you fact-check somebody on Facebook, they got their own little, what, board? Is that what they call it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and their board may not necessarily agree with even the professional fact-checkers that are out there.
Well, right, right. And unfortunately, and, you know, Captain, you know, there's the thing, and we've talked about it a lot here on the show, and that is, you know, people have to be discerning. You know, people have to be able to read something and use critical thinking about what you're being told. Yeah.
Now, here's one I bet you didn't hear about yesterday. A Florida county has given illegal immigrants special IDs so they can get vaccines and public services around the Broward County area of Florida.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Because obviously, every time, you know, I'm now fully vaccinated as well. And each time I got the COVID-19 vaccine shot, I had to show my ID, right?
Yeah.
And so it does appear then that people can get IDs who heretofore do not have an ID.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's illegal aliens, but what if we're talking about voters?
And yeah. Florida's second most populous county is now the state's first to offer illegal immigrants identification cards so they can obtain taxpayer-funded services, including COVID-19 vaccines. Now, the elected officials in Broward County, situated in southeast Florida with a population of about 2 million, unanimously passed the measure with ardent support from the county's top law enforcement officer, namely Sheriff Gregory Tony. Now, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis appointed Tony to the elected position after suspending former Broward Sheriff Scott Israel for his mishandling of the 2018 shooting at the Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very interesting. Well, but again, just talk about generally the subject of IDs. It seems to me, Captain, that there's a government program waiting to happen that would give people who just don't have an ID and evidently can't get a bank account and all that kind of stuff, and they could show their ID to vote, of course, if they're eligible to vote.
Yeah, and again, we'll see what happens with all of this because it's ongoing and it changes. Like, if you don't like the way the weather, it's just like the weather. If you don't like the way the weather is right now, it's going to change in 5 minutes, right?
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back. Kyle Warren, bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere. Got more going on here. And don't forget, coming up at quarter till, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll take a look and see if anything changed with the weather. The weather is up to change, of course, especially with the snow and the higher elevations out west. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans have been adjusting to new guidelines for mask wearing released last week by the CDC. The new guidance allows for people who are fully vaccinated not to have to wear masks indoors, except for in crowded areas. But the sudden shift caused confusion for businesses trying to reopen and recover from the effects of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the confusion is not their fault. The chief White House medical advisor tells CNN that some of the confusion is coming from establishments trying to figure out how best to follow the new guidelines.
So what the establishment owners, several of them have said, you know, the CDC recommendations were fine, that people who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks indoor. But since I don't know who's vaccinated or not, if you come into my establishment, you still have to wear a mask. So where the confusion is that people are saying, wait a minute, some people are saying you don't have to wear masks when you're vaccinated, and now you're telling me when I go into an establishment, I have to wear a mask.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke, and you'll hear Brooke on this program on Tuesdays in hour number four, bottom of the hour. So tune in to hear her that day. Now, this portion of the program right now brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. They've been my agency and company of record for about 18 years, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and if you need a good, dependable company, they definitely are ones to do it. I've had three occurrences where they've had to do claims for me. I never had a problem, not one. So you can go to their website, geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, to find out more. Get coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, and they can definitely help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too. And if you got a condo, yep, they can insure that. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Check them out and tell them the captain sent you, save you a bunch of money. All righty, here we go. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah, I had a guy complain to me the other night about the Geico commercial, and I said to him, I said, well, don't you want the opportunity to save money? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah, if we can save some people some money and some grief and aggravation, guess what? We're all in. I don't care about them. But it is what it is, and I just, you know, you got to consider the source sometimes and go from there. All right, here we go. Joe Biden has reportedly let 61,000 illegals into the country since January. I am not surprised.
Not surprised at all. And obviously, again, with the reversals of the Trump-era policies, it's just created this disaster that we're witnessing, a disaster not only of the influx of people who have come here illegally, but also it's bolstered the cartels. It's bolstered human trafficking. It's bolstered drug trafficking. I mean, there's just no way to spin this in some good way. And for shame upon the Biden administration.
Yeah, but they don't look at it that way.
They don't.
You know, they're doing us all a favor. Well, these people need a place, they need shelter, they need this, they need that. Yeah, sure. They also need to vote for the Democrats. That's the next thing you don't hear about. All right. Well, I mentioned this in the first hour, but I'm going to mention it again because it's worth repeating. There's a new McLaughlin poll out there that says 64% of those polled do not believe Joe Biden will be around to run in 2024, and they believe that Donald Trump, if he comes back to run, will be running against Kamala Harris, and he will beat her handily.
Well, you know, Captain, all throughout the campaign, you've been talking about it, I've been talking about it, we have heard so much about what the condition was of Joe Biden even at that time. And it was blatantly obvious that he's not up to this, to doing this job for a full term, for example. And that's a sad thing to say. There's no joy in saying that. It's a sad thing. But now all of this is kind of catching up because, again, the proof's in the pudding. If all this was swirling around anti-Trump feelings and, you know, let's get rid of Trump and we don't like the tweeting and all that rigmarole, but now, of course, it's blatantly obvious that Joe Biden is simply not, doesn't have the stamina for this.
Now, something else, okay, something else to be mentioning here is the fact that when he came out against, Harris, they had a debate. I forget which one it was. And Harris ambushed him about the school bus stuff. Remember that?
Oh, yes, very much. So. I was that little girl.
Yeah, well, she and Jill Biden got into a little name-throwing mud contest after that was done. And she used a bad phrase, which we can't use on the air, face-to-face to Kamala Harris. Bad blood is at least.
Well, yes, and that does beg the question: what's the relationship really like? I mean, there's obviously political considerations in picking a vice presidential nominee, but for the life of me, they didn't use any kind of reasoning that here you have someone with a great track record, someone who's obviously going to get votes. Because she wasn't getting any votes. That's why she dropped out of the primaries. And so, I don't know, maybe this will play out in some significant way sooner than we think.
Yeah, and we'll find out soon enough. By the way, hello to Clarissa in Houston, and hello to Derek, and I don't know where Derek's at. He didn't tell me. So there you go. If you don't tell me where you're at, I can't tell the other people. So hello to both of them. Now, Donald Trump, once again, said if these prosecutors focused on real issues, talking about the New York Attorney General, crime would be obliterated and New York would be great and free again. He said that obviously because of the fact that they're still coming after him.
Well, sure. And he's absolutely right about that. And they're still coming after him because they are terrified of Trump and his popularity. But also, Captain, I want to say, almost like Ronald Reagan, well, there you go again in this particular issue because, he's a Russian agent, and it's all going to come out, and he's a Russian collusion, and, now it's in the tax returns. Just got to get the tax returns, and that'll be it. This Ukraine. Oh, well, yeah, remember, it's all going to be in that phone call. We got to get the phone call out here. And this is just the latest iteration of Trump and his business dealings. Now it's there. We're going to get in for this. It's the same old thing.
Yeah. Also, Texas Governor Abbott, I don't know if you heard the news about this, Texas Governor Abbott signed a law banning abortions as early as 6 weeks. Kudos to him.
Well, this is a very significant regulation and very significant challenge. Watch for this to heat up like you've never seen this heat up before. The other day at the White House, Jen Psaki unequivocally said the president is looking to codify Roe. That is their goal. They are concerned about the conservative majority on the court. And so this particular thing in Texas obviously is going to really exacerbate the debate here on this.
Yeah. And, who knows where we're going to go from here with all of this stuff. All right. Let me go up here to the telephone line. I believe I know who this is. Is this Elliot in Wesley Chapel?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning, and good morning to Kyle from the West Coast. Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds here, I'd like to touch on a given subject. The Native American Navajo supports Democrats at the ballot box because Republicans do not reach out to tribes and nations for votes like they should. Republicans, many Native Americans, are conservative when it comes to one God, one aim, one destiny. We need to do a better job. Captain, I very rarely disagree with President Trump on many fronts. When he arranged 4th of July celebration at Mount Rushmore, he should have invited the elders from 18 separate tribes or bands of Sioux, including the Lakota Sioux, the Ogala, Dakotas, Minneconjous, the Western and Eastern Dakotas, as well as the Sioux of Canada. Mr. President, I do not know who was advising you. Big opportunity missed. The stage should have been filled with Native American brothers and sisters from all over America on that stage in Mount Rushmore. God bless. Have a great day, Captain.
All right, thanks. And by the way, I will say this about the Navajos. They put an oil refinery up on their reservation in Arizona along I-40, almost all the way to the California line. You know about that, right, Kyle?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and that was done under President George W. Bush.
There you go.
Yep.
Exactly. Well,
yeah, and the name of their big truck stop and facility they put there was called the Giant Truck Stop.
Oh, very cool. Very mm-hmm. cool. Well, I appreciate what Elliot was saying. Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah, so there was one president that did reach out to him and did get the message, and that was George W. Bush. But unfortunately, I guess somebody else forgot about it. But when I was last out there in that part of the country, I can tell you that they were so much Republican. They were red, white, and blue all the time, and they dressed up the part. I mean, you'd see them coming in. A lot of the Indians worked right there at the truck stop and the local tobacco store and the oil mill. Our oil refinery and all that stuff, and it was something to see. I mean, it was proud. They liked the people. Matter of fact, I bought a Charlie One Horse hat there. There you go. Very famous cowboy hat. I bought a Charlie One Horse hat there.
Oh, very cool. Well, yep. but you know, Captain, the talking about opportunity in this modern era, that's what it's all about. Unfortunately, I think the Democrats want to revisit the past. They want to stir up hatreds. This kind of thing, and that's not productive for anybody.
Now, how about next month? Are you going to be going to one of these? Because the Trump rallies are going to resume next month. Don't know where they're going to be yet. We don't have that information, but when we get it, we're certainly going to pass it out there. I suspect there may be one in North Carolina because he's going to be talking to the North Carolina GOP for their convention up there in North Carolina. And we also might see him down here in Florida. Logical place anyway, right?
That's right.
Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to rock some more when we come back with some country rock. A little bit more Brooks and Dunn when we come back. This time with ZZ Top in the mix. You're going to love this one, I'll tell you. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy. Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia. Way she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch there in Carrollton. They not only stable horses, but they also teach Western and equestrian type writing that they do, the English style and all that. Now, they also are just up the road from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ha out there at everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, and we certainly hope the guys and gals there are doing very well. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there, get yourself a free cup of coffee and a third watch, tell them you were listening to us, and then become a member of the Drivers Club and get yourself some points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. All right, we're going to revisit Brooks and Dunn, Hardworking Man, this time with ZZ Top in the mix in concert. Here they are.
I'm a hardworking man. I wear a steel hard hat. Things with my hands, it must mean things. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots. Time on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball.
Friday night. I like to party hard, I bet you do too. I carry on with a Cadillac Judy. Say my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
All righty, Brooks and Dunn, ZZ Top. You could tell ZZ Top was in there because of the big old driving bass guitar going in there. Did you hear it, Kyle?
I sure did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
boy, are they. That song is good, and they just made it even better with that one. And then they get into it there a little bit with their guitars. All right, going to read the song, I'm going to read the message and then turn it over to you real quick. We do have some weather to report. There has been a little bit of a change in the weather right now. So a widespread and significant flood risk continues across the south central U.S. with repeated rounds of intense rain and strong to severe thunderstorms, could be a tornado or two in them. Flash flood watches are in effect for a large part of the Ark-La-Tex and portions of the southeast of Oklahoma, southwest of Mississippi. Late season mountain snows also expected from the Pacific Northwest into the northern Rockies. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Southern California tonight, high wind warning if you're in the area of Tehachapi or California City. If you're coming up Route 14, you've got a high wind warning. Other wind advisories nearby in Lancaster, Victorville, also making its way up through Bakersfield, Fresno. If you're coming up California 99 or Interstate 5, up near Reno and Carson City tonight, there's a winter weather advisory right near you that can also bring some late snow and storms. Also in southern Oregon, same applies there. Now up in Montana, near Helena, you've got the winter storm warning. Now that extends all the way up to the Canadian border there, and we're going to see the potential of at least 7 inches of snow falling in the higher elevations there. Also, winter weather advisories extend over to Great Falls, also to Butte and Missoula in the Montana mm-hmm. area this late in the year, Captain.
All right, well, we've got rain, lots of it, flooding, lots of it. The central part of Arkansas, I-30 coming in from Texas, Texarkana, all the way to Little Rock. And then on down the Texas line, all the way from southeastern corner of Oklahoma, down along the Louisiana and Arkansas line, down to the Gulf, and then down to Houston, and then down over to Galveston. And then that flooding continues all the way over into New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain, and also over towards Pascagoula, Mississippi. We've got some on and off showers right now working their way over towards Mobile. But up the East Coast right now, a fog in the Chesapeake Bay, fog in the southeastern part of Pennsylvania, fog up in the, looks like the Baltimore area as well. And you've got fog along Lake Ontario tonight from right there on the line, Ripley, all the way to Buffalo, and then all the way across 104, staying closer to the lake, all the way over to Pulaski, and then on up to the Thousand Islands Bridge up there on I-81. And some fog over in Erie, Pennsylvania, and that continues over into Ohio, into Cleveland, and over towards Toledo. And that's what the weather's looking like. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And again, be advised, if you're driving along I-10, I-12, maybe you're coming out of New Orleans on I-55, maybe you're going up I-30 out of the Metroplex in Texas, you will have rain, you will have some flooding conditions, so be careful. That's all you can do. Be careful. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
How about George W. Bush speaking out on the Midwest conflict, saying that Iran targeted the Trump-brokered alliances? Meanwhile, Israel is determined to continue operations against Hamas, even though Joe Biden was trying to get them to do something different. He says, nope, not yet. And he says he's going to keep going until there's not much left to be worried about.
Yeah, Bush is right. You know, he's
affirming certainly what should be done, and he's exactly right on that, that they're going after the Abraham Accords. And interestingly enough, you got the White House saying that, you know, that Trump never did anything for peace in the Middle East.
Yeah, well, not true. Not true. We all know that.
And, you know, the Bush Library, they have, they do a lot of foreign policy over there. And they have a lot of people that they have, they're foreign, that have become U.S. citizens,
mm-hmm.
that they have kind of like taken on as projects to get other diplomacy.
Right.
And so, you know, he certainly knows about Iranians. I think he was referring to one particular Iranian that has been through the program over there. And, you know, it's not the Iranian people. That's the issue. It's the regime, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that Iran is always been at the center of all of the unrest in the Middle East.
Well, the audience got a real treat yesterday with three tours that were put in, longer than a year each, several years of experience from Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who talked to them and told them about what this Middle East situation is all about and how come nobody gets along. And it was fascinating, and we're going to talk again about it next week. So hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And if you want to hear the podcast from yesterday, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Down at the bottom, there's a little button that says, to hear the podcast, click here. Boom, click there, you got the podcast. That simple. Plus, you can also hear the show live over there if you can't hear it anywhere else. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.